Okay, good evening, everybody. Again, Erev Shabbos and Erev Rosh Hashanah. Welcome back to our weekly Pirkei Avos class learning, the last class of Tavshin Pei Beis. Baruch Hashem. We've had a lot of Divrei Torah shared together in the Shir series this past year, and the Rebbe Shalom shall help us and give us the kochos and the ability to continue to reach higher heights in our Pirkei Avos Shir series, Be'ezrat Hashem, and Tavshin Pei Gimel. So tonight's shiur is anonymous. She wishes to remain anonymous. We thank her very much, and it's the last shiur of the year. It should bring a lot of zechuyos letova for her and her whole family. She is sponsoring for a refuah shleima for Tovia ben Yenta Sheva, and a refuah shleima for Shalom bat Rachel. They both have refuos and besuros tovos bekarov, and also for a shidduch zivug hagun bekarov for Aliza Bracha bat Rachel Chaya. May the Ribbono Shel Olam help her in the new year. Vayin her shidduch b'mehira. We thank the sponsor to bring the zechuyos, the tova for which she is sponsoring. So I'm going to begin by screen sharing the hands that I prepared. We're going to be beginning in a mishnah that we've seen before, and you might be wondering, why did I choose this as the last year of the year? So first we're going to go through the mishvah, and then another source, and then you will see when we get to the third source why I chose this very clearly. Okay, so we're going to start right here. Okay, could you see that it says Pirkei Avos 112 at the top of my screen? Okay, very good. So here we are in Pirkei Avos, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Yad Beis. It's a Mishnah that we've spoken about before and you are familiar with. Hillel Omer, Hillel says, Hevimi Talmidav Shal Aaron, be of the students of Aaron, Ohev Sham, Virodiv Sham, Ohev Esabrius, and Makarv in the Torah. So Hillel teaches us, should be of the students of Aaron, you should love peace, you should chase after peace, you should love creatures, creations, people, should bring them back closer to Torah. We've spoken about this before, there's a lot to talk about. We're going to look at a famous Avos de Rabbi Nasan Yod Beis on this Mishnah. Ohev Shalom. You should love peace like Aaron. Ketzad, how? How did Aaron love peace? Melamit sheyehe Adam Ohev Shalom b'Yisrael bein kol echad ve'echad. It teaches you that a person should love peace in Israel between each and every person. So first of all, just on the most basic level of the Pshat, it's very relevant for the Yemei Hadin because the Mishnah in Yuma, which I already quoted this Shir season, if you will, tells us very, very clearly the final Mishnah, Maseches Yuma, Perachas Mishnah Tas, Vein Adam Mechaveiro, Aveiro Shabir Adam Mechaveiro, Ein Yam Mekipurim Mechaper, Ad Sheiratzes Chaveiro. When it comes to sins between man and fellow man, there's no atonement on Yom Kippur until a person appeases and makes up with his friend. So on a very basic level, we have to understand the importance of being Adam Mechaveiro as part of the Teshuvah process, as in part of the Kapara process. So, Milamid, Shehe Adam Oiv Shalom B'Yisrael Ben Kol Echad Ve'Echad, Kederach Shehaya Aaron Oiv Shalom Ben Kol Echad Ve'Echad. A person should love peace amongst Israel, amongst our nation, between each and every person, just like Aaron loved peace between each and every person, Shenemar. And now, the Mishnah, this is Avos de Rabbi Nasan, on Pirkei Avos, quotes a pasuk from Malachi, which I put here in my footnotes. And the pasuk is from Malachi, Perek Beis, pasuk Vav. Toras emes haisa befihu. The Torah of truth was in his mouth. It's talking about the Kohanim, Aaron, the Avlo lo nimtza bisfasav, and nothing perverse, nothing of sin was found on his lips. Bishalom ubimishar halach iti. Shalom is peace. Mishar is like from the word yashar. With peace and straightness he walked with me. Virabim heishiv ma'avon. And many he turned back from sin. So a second connection here, before we go even further, is that Aaron, through loving people and loving peace, was able to rabim heishiv ma'avon, return many people back to God, turn many people away from sin. So the Avos de Rabbi Nasan is saying that how should a person be? You should be like Aaron. You should love peace between each and every person, just like Aaron did. Quoting a pasuk from Malachi, Toras emes haisa befihu, we already translated it, va'avlo lo nimtza bisfasav, bisham v'mishar halach iti, v'rabim heishiv ma'avan. So Aaron had this amazing koach that he was able to help people do teshuva and turn them away from sin. So two connections so far to Inyan Idioma. One is the importance of Ben Adam Lechaveru, Ein Yam Kippur Mechaper Ad Sheiratza as Chaver. The Mishnah says that Beferush. The second connection is that Aaron's Mida of Ohev Shalom and Ohev Esabrios helped facilitate that people became Chozer B'Teshuvah. So now, Rabbi Meir Omer Ma Talmud Loma V'Rabim Heishim Ba'Avon. What does it mean, Rabbim Heishiv Ma'Avon? Aaron turned many people away from sin. Kishahaya Aaron Mahalech Baderach. When Aaron was walking the way, Pagabo Ba'Adam Rasha. He encountered a guy who was a sinner, a Rasha. V'Nasan Lo Shalom. So what did Aaron say? Not you sinner, not you shegetz, not get out of town, not I'm never going to talk to you again. How could you have done that? He gave him a shalom aleichem. He shook his hand. He said, Rabbiyid, I'm so happy to see you. Wow. Lamachar bikesh oso ha'ish la'avar avera. Okay, so Aaron gave him a beautiful shalom aleichem, and he hugged him, and he kissed him, and he welcomed it. He asked him, how are you, and how's your family? And in the morning, that man wanted to do a sin. Amar, oily. The man said, oh no, ha'eich esa einai acharkach ve'era es Aaron. Wait a minute. How am I going to do a sin now? Then I'm going to be walking on the street. Then I'm going to meet Aaron again. What's going to happen? I'm going to see Aaron. Boshti heimano. I'm going to be so embarrassed in front of him. Shanasan li shalom. He didn't yell at me. He didn't ostracize me. He didn't denigrate me. He gave me a shalom aleichem. How could I do this aveira in the morning? And what's going to happen when I meet him again? I'm going to be so embarrassed. He was so nice to me. Nimtza oso ha'ish moneh atzma min ha'aveira. So Aaron's koch of ohev shalom v'rodev shalom was not just bein adam l'chaveiro, but it improved. Proved people bein Adam lamakom because it prevented people from doing averos through his love of people and love of peace and his warm nature. He was able to help people to be chozrim b'teshuva. V'chein shnei b'nei Adam. So first of all, he brought people closer to their Father in heaven. That's the first teaching here, because bein Adam lamakom was enhanced and increased when Aaron dealt with people in a loving, peaceful, kind fashion. V'chein, and so too, shnei b'nei Adam. When there were two people, she'asu miriva ze'imzeh. They were fighting. There were two people who were quarreling. Excuse me. Halach Aaron. There was mechlokes v'yashav etza echad mehem. Aaron went, and he sat with one of them. Amarlo, and he said, b'ni, mahu omer mitarif eslibo v'kareis begadav. He sat down. He said, my son, look at your friend. Look what he's saying. He's tearing his heart out. Mitarif eslibo. Tearing out his heart. V'kareis begadav. He's tearing his clothing. Omer, oi li, ha'eich asa es aynei v'era es chaveri. Boshti heimanu. She'aniu she'sacharti alav. So he would say to him, that man feels so bad. He's tearing his heart out. He's tearing his clothing. And that guy is saying to himself, so let's say Aaron would sit down with Shimon. And Aaron would say to Shimon, look how bad Reuven feels. Reuven's tearing his heart out. Reuven's tearing Kriya. Reuven's saying, oh no, how could I lift my friend, my eyes and see my friend? I'm so embarrassed in front of him. Sha'anihu she'sacharti alav. I like became stinky with him. Trying to translate this literally. I'm machokas with him. I'm in a fight with him. How could I possibly look at him? V'hu yoshev etzo ad shemeser kinu milibo. And Aaron would sit with him and talk about how bad the other party feels until the first party would remove the jealousy and animosity from his heart. V'holeich Aaron, and then Aaron would leave him. Thank you so much for your time. We'll be in touch. Let's follow up. We'll see how it goes. V'holeich Aaron v'yoshev etzah ha'acher. And then Aaron would go and he would sit with the other guy. V'olmer lo, what do you think he would say to him? B'ni, re'ei chavercha, mahu omer. My son, he would say to the second guy, look at your friend. What's he saying? Mitaref es libo. He's tearing his heart out. The kore es begadav. And he's tearing his clothing. V'omer, oi li, ha'eich esa es eina v'ara es chaveri boshti heimano she'anihu she'secharti alav. So he would go to the second guy after he said this very first speech to the first guy, and the first guy felt contrite of heart. He wants to make up. He would go to the second guy. He would say the exact same thing. So he says the same speech to Reuven about Shimon that he says to Shimon about Reuven. And he says, oh, your friend feels so bad. He's tearing his heart and he's tearing his clothing. He doesn't know how he could look at you. He's so embarrassed. He's in a big fight with you. Hu yoshev etzlo, we would sit with him, ad shemeser kinu milibo. By this point, both Reuven and Shimon removed animosity from their hearts. Ukushanifkashu zebaze. When they would meet with one another. So Reuven was walking on the street. Shimon's walking on the street. They both sat with Aaron. Reuven thinks Shimon feels so bad. So Reuven feels bad. Shimon thinks Reuven feels so bad. So Shimon feels so bad. Ukushanifkashu zebaze. When they would meet with each other. Gafafo venashko zelaz. And they would hug and kiss. Like from the word goof. And they would kiss. L'kach namar, that's what the pasuk says in Chukas when Aaron died. V'yivku es Aaron shloshim yam kol Beis Yisrael. When Moshe dies, we're coming up to very soon, we're already at the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life in these parashios. When Moshe Rabbeinu dies, the Bnei Yisrael cried for him. When Aaron dies, the Pasuk tells us in Chukas, who cried for him? Shloshim Yom Kol Beis Yisrael, the entire house of Israel. Why? Because he was Matil Shalem. Matil Shalom ben Ish the Re'ehu ben Ish the Ishto, Rashi quotes in a Chumash, because he brought peace between people. So everybody cried for him. Avos the Rabbi Nassan actually continues. So the first thing we said is that number one, this passage teaches us about the importance of loving peace, pursuing peace and loving people, and the importance of how that ties into Ben Adam Lechaveiro in our judgment on the Yemei Hadin. Secondly, Aaron, through his koach of loving peace and loving people, was able to help people be chozrim b'teshuvah, not by hating them, not by, you know, putting up protest signs against them, but by loving them, he brought people back to teshuvah. That's what the mamash, the lashon of this medrash is. Hayamone atzmo min ha'avera, rabim heishiv me'avon. How is the path to teshuvah accomplished? Through loving people and instilling peace. Okay. And so we see he did that to a sinner and how he dealt with them. And then the second idea here, third idea that we learned is that when two people were quarreling, he would sit with Reuven and tell him how bad Shimon feels. He would sit with Shimon and say how bad Reuven feels. When they would meet in the street, they would hug and kiss because each one thinks the other feels bad, and they would make up. And that is why the entire house of Israel cried for Aaron. Furthermore, Avos Rabbi Nassan teaches, and this is so beautiful, the old Kama Alafim Hayu Bisrael Shenikru Shmam Aaron. You know, today, who do we name a baby after? So it depends. Sfardim or Ashkenazim. Sfardim name after the living. Ashkenazim name after the deceased. Sometimes it's a relative. Sometimes a great rabbi. So they did the same thing in the days of Aaron and Cohen. They named people after people. V'od kama alafim hayibisho shenikru shmam Aaron. There were thousands of Israelites who were called Aaron. She'il malei Aaron lo baza lo olam. Without Aaron, that person would not have even been in the world. Shahaya Mesim Shalom ben Ish the Ishto, because Aaron would not only make peace between Reuven and Shimon, their two friends, he would not only deal kindly with sinners, but he would make Shalom bias between quarreling parties, husband and wife. Shahaya Mesim Shalom ben Ish the Ishto, Aaron would bring peace between man and his wife. Umizdavgin Zaims, I think it's so appropriate because this year is being sponsored, is a zchus for a zivug hagun bekarov. By Anonymous. However, Aaron would umizdavgin, from the word zivug, ze imze, who would make this zivug healthy and whole and a home of shalom. V'hayu korin shem hayilod al shmo. And so when the child was born, Aaron helped, you know, restore things to the right path. Aaron helped instill shalom bias. Aaron helped cultivate harmony and love in the home. So when the child was born, they would name him Aaron. And therefore, there were thousands in Israel who were called Aaron because mamish, il malei Aaron lo bazel olam. Without Aaron, they would not have even been born. So this is the Mishnah what Hillel tells us. This is Avos de Rabbi Nassan. And we had some beautiful just lessons at the get-go from this Avos de Rabbi Nassan. I am now going to go to the piece. That was all the introduction to Shir. I'm now going to screen share the main piece of Shir. If I could just find where it is. Is this it? No, this is not it. 1 second, please. Here we go. Okay, can you see it says Kol Ram right at the very top? Inyanei Elav Rosh Hashanah. Yes, thank you so much. I'm just going to show you what Sefer I'm quoting from. This is a Sefer Kol Ram. I have it on Chumash. It's beautiful. It's our teachings of Rav Moshe Feinstein, Devarei Torah, Ha'aros of Rav Moshe. I have Kol Ram on Chumash. My son has it on Pesach. And this is on Yamim Noraim on Sukkos. Okay, it's actually in Z Berman last week to get something for my husband, totally different, and they didn't have what I wanted for my husband, but I saw Kol Ram sitting there, and I learned from it, the one Chumash is beautiful, I saw Kol Ram sitting there, so I bought that instead. Okay, I went back this week, they had what I wanted for my husband. So this is the Sefer I'm calling from, I'm just showing you, okay? Sefer Kol Ram, it's insights of Meirash Kabahag, Meirash Kol B'nei Agog, Maran Hagaon Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, on the Yamim Noram and Sukkos. Okay. Inyanei Elul v'Rosh Hashanah. Now you're going to start to see, not put it aside. That's one part. Now let's go to see where Rav Moshe teaches. We are mamish poised. Whew. Like what, 3 days away from Yom Hadin? Okay. Ani dodi v'dodi li. I'm to my beloved and my beloved is to me. Avodas chodesh Elohi lihis orer la'ahavas Hashem. Rav Moshe is going to be speaking about the, excuse me, most famous acronym for Elo, even though many of you listened to my Elo shir and I got very nice feedback. Thank you all. Baruch Hashem. But I started my shir with this one also because this is the most famous. Okay, comes from Shir Shir and Perek Vav Pasud Gimel. As we learned in that shir, there are many other acronyms for Elo. We took a whole journey through Tanakh. But we started in Shir Shir and Perek Vav Pasud Gimel because it's the most famous. I am to my beloved, and my beloved is to me. Avodas Chodesh Elohi lihisorer la'ahavas Hashem. It doesn't say I am to God and God is to me. It doesn't say I am to my king and my king is to me. It's a term of endearment. I am to my beloved, and my beloved is to me. This indicates, says Rav Moshe, that the avoda of Chodesh Elo is to arouse ourselves to love Hashem, ahavas Hashem. Okay, let's go. B'shayas u'tshuvos orachayim. No hagim lo kum ba ashmos lomar slichos v'sachanunim meirosh chodesh elo ve'elech ad yom kippurim. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch writes that we have a custom to wake up at the morning watch to say slichos and prayers of supplication from Rosh Chodesh Elo and on until Yom Kippur. Uba Mishnah Bura Sham, and if you check the Mishnah Bura, there says Rav Moshe, okay, the Chavetz Chaim, it was just his yurtzeit. Did you see? It was just the Chavetz Chaim's yurtzeit. Yeah? Chav Dalad Elo. Tonight is early Yom Chav Vav. Chav Dalad Elo. Yesterday day was the Chavetz Chaim's yurtzeit. So the Mishnah Bura teaches, Ve'ika Ismachta Mikra, where do you have an allusion in Chumash to Elo, in Tanakh to Elo, in Mikra? In Torah Shabbatav, Ani l'dodi v'dodi li roshei tevos elo. Says the Mishnah Brura, I'm to my beloved and my beloved is to me, is the roshei tevos elo. Now the Mishnah Brura points out something that I have never heard before. Maybe you heard it. I don't know. Everyone knows Ani l'dodi v'dodi li roshei tevos elo. However, the Mishnah Brura points out, Sofi tevos olamem. Ani l'dodi v'dodi ends in yod, 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 yod. Ani ends in yod, l'dodi ends in yod, v'dodi ends in yod, li ends with yod. 10, 20, 30, 40. Sofi tevos olam mem, keneged arba'am yom mirosh chadash ala ad yom kippurim. The Sofi tevos are 40. Gematria 40, because it equals the 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elo through Yom Kippurim. Ki be'elu arba'am yom ha-teshuvah mekubelas lios libo karov el dodo b'teshuvah. These 40 days are very auspicious. It is a time when your teshuvah could be accepted. Your heart can be close, as declined, libo karov el dodo b'teshuvah. Look at that, karov teshuvah. Karav Shav. Your heart could be closed to Hashem and Teshuvah during these 40 days. Now Rav Moshe is still quoting the Mishnah Berurah. Va'az dodi karov lo, when you are close to God and Teshuvah, then your dodo, your beloved, will be close to you. L'kabel tshuva so me'ahava. So do you need Abba to drive you?
I can bike.
Please take a reflector. Thank you very much. Va'az dodo karov lo, l'kabel tshuva so me'ahava. Oh, this is the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah. Not only is Ani l'dodi v'dodi an acronym for Elo, but, because it's Roshei Tevos, the Sofei Tevos spell are Yod, 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 which is 40 in Gematria, because of these 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elo through Yom Kippurim. And these 40 days, the Mishnah Berurah says, Tshuva mikubelas, lios libo karov el dodo b'teshuvah. Your tshuva will be accepted. Your heart can be close to your beloved with teshuvah. And then, dodo karovlo, your beloved will be close to you. To accept your teshuva me'ahava. V'tzrichim lahavin. Ma'ha kavana bazeh. We have to understand, says Rav Moshe, what is the intention here? Sha'elo roshei tevus anilu dodi v'dodi li. What's the trick? What's the Mishnah Berurah teaching me? What's the lesson that Elo's roshei tevus from Shir Shirim? Ve'ezer inyan ba'lahoros lanu pasuk zeh al avodas me'elo. And what matter is this pasuk coming to teach us about our avoda during the days of El? So in my shir that many of you listened to, we spoke about a different aspect, which is that was Bein Adam Makom. And we also spoke about Haroa B'Shoshanim. But the Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zeichot Tzadik Livracha, is going to bring us a totally different and very beautiful lesson. V'nira Lomar. It appears that we could say. Okay, so we have to understand, it's not just Stam a hint in the Chumash, in the Tanakh. one of the 24 books of Tanakh. It's not just stamment, it's coming to teach us something specific about our avoda during this time period. And that's where Moshe's kasha. What's it coming to teach us? That specifically, I'm to my beloved, and my beloved is to me, is Roshei Tevos Elo, and Sofei Tevos Arba'im Yom. Okay. V'nira lomar, it appears that we could say, Dehine yesh shtei drachim, beis drachim, lasos teshuva. When a person wants to repent, you want to be better. You want to improve a certain inyan. Okay? You know, someone reached out to me. I was very moved. This is amazing. This is actually the person who was the shadchan between me and tonight's anonymous sponsor. So she had a hand in tonight's shiur because she was the shadchan to bring the sponsor so we could all be learning. So she said, I also just want, so everything's anonymous tonight. Okay. I also just wanted to let you know, I know it's a small thing, but I always seem to be wearing an apron all day long. I guess because I'm usually cooking, LOL. And in between cooking, I say Tehillim or Mincha or Marv, and I never thought to take off my apron. But now, because of you, to be honest, I can't tell which shiur it is because I'm a bit of a stalker and I listen to all your shiur I can get my hands on, smiley face. When I sit down to daven, I work on trying to remember to take my apron off. Do you know what godless this is? I know it's a small thing. You know what a huge thing it is? Trying to implement some concrete change in Avodas Hashem. I know it's a small thing, but it's meaningful to me. And I wanted you to know. It's so tremendous. So we're all working during this time, hopefully, on something. Shouldn't be something so huge that you can't accomplish it and you're going to set yourself up for failure. My son said, my son wrote up the notes from his Mashgiach Shir of Kilsen. Of Kilsen said, if you took a Kabbalah upon yourself last year and you weren't successful, it was probably too big. It was something you couldn't do. Because if it's so big, okay, so you all know, because I've spoken about it many times, they started davening Arvis, right? After Pesach, I told you that. Let's say I was someone who never davened. And I went from not davening at all to saying, I'm going to daven all three tefillos a day, everything, and not skip anything. Shachris, Mincha, and Arvis. It's possible. But the chances of that happening are very unlikely. Usually, in such a case, you're setting yourself up for failure. It's much better to make a small, putting that in quotes, concrete change, than to make a huge change that you can't keep. Take a Kabbalah that's manageable, that you can do. So what's our avodah in Elo, and how should we come back to Hashem? And that's where Moshe says, we have to understand, what is the Kavana? That Elo comes from Moshe Tevis, Anila Dodi Vidodi Li Shir Shirim Vav Gimel, and Eza Inyan Bala Haroslanu. What is this Pasuk coming to teach us about our avodah during this time? There has to have been some change in the past year in a person. And if you haven't changed over the past year, you still have a couple days before our Shoshana. Something has to change. V'nira lomer, so it appears we can say, Tehine yesh beis drachim lasos teshuva. There are two paths to teshuva, to repentance. Tshuva me'ahava, tshuva because you love God, and you want to be close to God because you love him so much and you know he loves you. V'tshuva me'yira, and tshuva from fear. V'ha teshuva me'yira, in other words, fear of punishment, fear of Gehenim, fear of what's going to happen to me, fear of what God's going to do. Vatshuva meyira and repentance from fear. Zelo rak yiras haromimus. You're not talking about yiras haromimus only, where you're in awe of God's exaltedness. That's a different kind of yira. Ela gamkin yiras haonesh. You're afraid of punishment. I don't want to go to Gehenim. I don't want to burn. We were by the Chami Tveria, talking about Pesach. We're by the Chami Tveria. I don't remember ever having been there in my life. And the tour guide who was excellent, Rabbi Zevlov Sananah, which I only found out all the way at the end of the day when we were on the way back to Kibbutz Lavi, he said the Chazal say Gehenim, no, the Chamei Tevera are 1/60th the fires of Gehenim. They were so hot where they come out of the earth. You can't put your hand in it for more than, you could see the steam rising. But you have to pull it back. A little bit down the hill, you could put your hand in more because they cool off as they descend out. But from right where they come out the source, it's boiling. The fires of Gehenna are 60 times higher than that. Who wants to go to Gehenna? Not me. So there's something called Tshuva Meira. You're afraid. I'm going to stop speaking Lashon Hara this year because I don't want to go to Gehenna. I'm going to take off my apron because the halacha is you're supposed to daven like you're standing before the Melech Machayim Lachim. And just like I wouldn't lahav the elf a billion havdalos, I wouldn't go to Queen Elizabeth or Prince Charles III in an apron and cooking clothing because it's not nice. So I'm afraid of what God's going to do, so I'm going to take off my apron. Okay, so the Maizu, you took off the apron, but that's a lower level. That's Tshuva Meira. I'm afraid of what's going to happen. Zalora Gears Harom was not just that I have such awe of God, but I also have fear of punishment. Who wants to go where it's 60 times hotter than the Chame Tiver and you can't pull your hands out and you can't get yourself out? I don't want to go there. You want to go there? I don't think so. A person feels that everything is from God and dependent on him at every second. Because he is terrified of punishment, he repents. Now, I have to say something. This is not a level to knock. Because the end result is you took off the apron like you davened respectfully for God. The end result is you didn't talk Lashon Hara. The Kavanah might not have been so pure, but Lamaisa, you didn't talk Lashon Hara. Lamaisa, you daven nicer. Lamaisa, you didn't mix Basar B'chalav. Oh, it's because you're terrified of Gehenim. Okay, but you still didn't do it. Lo Savasha Gadi B'chelavimo. Three times. Parshas Kiti Mishpatim, Kitisa, and Re'eh. You didn't mix Basar B'chalav. Oh, you're afraid of being in a place that's 60 times hotter than Chamei Tver, but you didn't do it. So don't knock this level. Halavai, I should be on such a level where I refrain from sin because I'm afraid of punishment. I would never sin. You understand? I'm not. No one's insulting this level, but it's still a lower level than Tshuva Me'ahava. Umitzad ha'pachad min ha'onesh hu chozer b'teshuva, but he's still a chozer b'teshuva. Halavai, I should be there. You're still a chozer b'teshuva. You're afraid of Gehenim. You're afraid of onesh, but you're chozer b'teshuva. That if everyone did that, no one would be speaking Lashon Hara, so it would be gevaldik. However, says Rav Moshe, Yesh Madrega Yoser Gedola Mise. There is a higher level. Shechozer B'Teshuva Machmas Ahavaso El Hashem Yisparach. It has nothing to do with I'm terrified of Gehenim, or being immersed in the Chamei Tver times 60, or losing my job because my boss found that I spoke Lashon Hara. It's because I love Hashem. When you love somebody else, you want to please them. Why do you want to please them? Because you love them. Not because you're afraid of them. You want the love to be reciprocal. You love them. You want them to love you. So you do something for them nice. Not afraid of them. You want to do something for them because of a mutual ahava. Sherotze lasos ritzono. Oh my gosh. Woo! Some of you learned with me last night. Sherotze lasos ritzono. You're smiling. Malki and Esti, the only two I could see right now. I didn't even realize when I was preparing this. Sherotze lasos, it's amazing how sometimes I find the shiurim are so interconnected. I prepare totally different things for every shiur of the week, as you could see, Baruch Hashem, but I didn't put that there. Sherotze lasos ritzono. Wow, gevaldik. I'm really excited. You want to do God's will. I just love you, Hashem, so I want to do your will. I'm not terrified of you. I love you. Machmas ahavaso elav. I have a havas Hashem. Omei apasuk sha'ani l'dodi v'dodi li. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah says, look in Shir Shir, in Paragvav Pasuk Gimel, I'm to my beloved, my beloved is to me. It's not just saying Bein Adam L'makom, which is what I spoke about in my main group Shir. It's not just Bein Adam L'makom. It's Bein Adam L'makom me ahava, not Bein Adam L'makom me'yira. And there's a difference. Bein Adam L'makom me'yira means I serve God because I'm afraid of punishment. You still did it. So you didn't eat milk or meat, and you didn't talk Lashon Hara, and you were Mechalel Shabbos. It's a very nice level. But Anila Dodi V'Dodi Li is talking about Elo being a time of Teshuva Me'ahava, because the word is beloved. Not I am to God and God is to me. Not I am to my king and my king is to me. Not my ruler is to me and I am to my ruler. My beloved. Shekulo Hu Inyan Shalahava. This pasuk is entirely about love between a person and God. Mashma she'ikar avoda simei elav Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippur. This teaches us that the ikar avoda, the main work of Elo, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur in these 40 days that we are in, hu bedarach hashniyah shalahava. It's the second path of avodas Hashem, not meira me'ahava. The kamosha kasuv haMishnah Berurah, like the Mishnah Berurah writes, Chavetz Chaim zchusi al genelenu yortzei was yesterday chav dalad elu ki be'elu arba'im yom hatshuva mikubalas. Because during these 40 days, says the Mishnah Berurah, your teshuva is accepted. Lios libo karov el dodo b'teshuva, for your heart to be close to your beloved, meaning God, in repentance. Va'az dodo karov lo. And then your beloved is close to you, the Kabel Tshuva. So what's the last word on the Mishnah Berurah there? Me'ahava. When you do God's will because you want to be close to your Dod, and your Dod comes back to be close to you, and you repent through Ahava, there's a feeling of love between you and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Va'af al gav she tshuva me'a hava hi madrega yoser gedola mitshuvas me'ira. Like we've explained, tshuva me'a hava is a higher level than tshuva me'ira. When you want to please somebody and therefore you do their will, that's a higher madrega than doing their will because you're afraid of them. I think when we think about it in terms of interpersonal relationships, everyone understands what that means. If you really love someone, you just want to do what they want to make them happy because you love them. And therefore, tshuva me'ahava, repentance from love, is greater than tshuva me'ira. Mikol makom, yoser kal lahagila madrega shalahava mele'agila madrega se'ira. It's very interesting. Ramosha says, nevertheless, it's easier to reach the level of ahava, love, than the level of yira. I don't know, for me, putting my hands in the Chami Tveria, the Rabbi Zaglav Sanandu was fantastic. We had an amazing day. Tveria and then Sfat. I've thought about that a lot since he said that. The Chazal say the Chami Tveria are Gehenim 60 times hotter. I don't know, but that's what Moshe says. Yoser kal lahagila madrega shalahava. Lahagila madrega sayira. It's easier to reach the level of love and the level of fear. V'hadarach shemagim l'madrega shel ahava. How do you reach the level of ahavas Hashem? Which he has just proven is the tafkid of El. It's not just to repent. You understand? Anil v'dodi v'dodi is not just strengthening ben adam l'makom. It's ben adam l'makom me ahava. I want to please you, God, because you're my beloved. Aleph, how do we reach this level? Kishemargishin sheyesh l'kol echad kedushas Yisrael. The first thing you have to know is that every person is kadosh because they're a member of Knesset Yisrael. Ve'im kein lo yivata atzmo v'lo yis'ashis. You will not make yourself mivato. You won't nullify yourself. You won't despair. Sometimes a person, based on situations in life, whether it's things beyond your control or things in your control, you become in a state of despair. I can't change it, I can't fix it, there's nothing I can do, I give up on myself, I give up on the matzav, I'm like mevatel, I nullify myself. When a person recognizes that every yid has kedushas Yisrael, holiness of being part of this nation, you will never be mevatel yourself, you'll never nullify who you are, and you will never despair. Lomar, ma yucholim litbo mikatan kamoni, ela yishtadel la'alos l'mayla. When you have a havas Hashem, and you recognize that every single yid is very holy, and every single yid is very important, you will never say, I am insignificant. That's a good way of translating this. You will never say, what could a small guy like me possibly accomplish and contribute? You will try, to the best of your ability, when you recognize you have kedusha, to rise from level to level. Ubeis, the second idea, kishemargishin, she'akosh baruch hu rotza rakwa, sos tov l'kaisha. What's the other way to reach a havas Hashem? When you know that Hashem only wants to do good for Klal Yisrael, so of course you love God. If you look at all the good around you, our freezers, our fridges, our supermarkets are full. In other parts of the world, they're starving. There's war. There's war in torn, ravaged countries. Ashreinu matov v'chalkeinu. When you look how many people, Baruch Hashem, are zocha this year, there. So many people have told me they're going to Eretz Yisrael. It's the Hakel year. Eretz Yisrael will be bursting, Baruch Hashem, with Yidden. Ashreinu matov v'chalkeinu. Hashem wants to do good for us. When you recognize God wants to do good for us, of course you love him. V'kvar nishba shelo yachlif es Klal Yisrael b'shvil shum u'me'acharis. God made an oath. He will never substitute us for a different nation. We are his nation. U'mimeila yis'over ba'adam ha'argasha ha'tivis. When you ponder these things, the goodness of God, the tov amitiv, naturally, you will be aroused in yourself, these natural feelings of love. Shema kosh baruch hu tov lanu, anu tzrichim lios tovim imo. Someone does good for you, you have to reciprocate and do good for them. When you contemplate the good that Hashem does for us, we want to pay it back, so to speak. Gam kein velasos ritzon. Of course I want to do your will, Hashem, because I love you and you're doing so much good for me. I want to do good for you. It'll bring you to a point of love of God. It'll bring you to a point of repentance, me'ahava, which is, says Rav Moshe, based on the Mishnah Berurah, the whole point of ani l'dodi v'dodili haro abishoshim. It's not just stam teshuva, tshuva me'ahava. And again, I'm going to say it again. If you think of a person you love, could be anybody, your closest confidant, a spouse, a child, a parent, a sibling, you want to do something good because you love them, not because you're afraid of them. It's a much higher level. Ve'elu shnei hadvarim nizku b'pasuk. He quotes a pasuk from Sefer Devarim. Ki am kadosh ata l'Hashem al-kecha. You are a nation holy unto God. U'becha b'char Hashem li'osu l'am segula. God chose you to be a chosen nation, a treasure nation from all the nations that are upon the face of the earth. Dahayinu sheyesh lana kedusha. On the one hand, the Moshe says, contemplate Kedushas Yisrael. You will never have Yeush or be Mevatel yourself. And furthermore, Shabanu Bechar Hashem Leheitiv Osanu. God chose us to do good for us. So when you contemplate your Kedusha and the Kedusha, the holiness of every single Yid, and you contemplate that Hashem only wants to do good for us, you will come to love God. Uba, I just want to see something. I must. Oh my goodness. Uba Avodas Rosh Hashanah B'Prat. He B'Midas Ahava Shel HaMalchus Kodesh Baruch Hu Melech. The avoda of Rosh Hashanah specifically is this midah of love of the king. Hamlachas Hakadosh Baruch Hu Melech. We are appointing God as our king. It's coronation day. Uba emes yeshanogim she'enem eskim. Look at this. I never heard this even. Did you ever hear this? Uba emes, truthfully, says Rav Moshe, yeshanohagim she'enem eskim klal tevas chet. There are those who do not say the word chait on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Never mind the people who don't eat nuts, agozim. These are people, says Rav Moshe, they won't even say the word chait. They won't say avinu malkeinu chatanu lefanecha because they won't say the word chait. Did anyone ever hear this? They won't say the word chait even on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. V'zeo mishum, why? Sheber Rosh Hashanah nivra ha'olam. On Rosh Hashanah is the creation of the world, it's the creation of Adam HaRishon. V'nasa kosh baruch hu lemelech. Afilu mukdam sheber Adam. Even before man was created, God was already the king. On Rosh Hashanah is the anniversary of creation. That means it's the anniversary of God's coronation. K'mosha amin b'tfil Adon Olam. What do we say? Adon Olam, the master of the world. Asher malach, who ruled, b'terem kol yitzir nivra. Before anything was fashioned and created, God was already the king. But Adam HaRishon here, Kir Malchuso, Adam HaRishon recognized that God was king. V'tzrichim lahargishu melech shel chesed. We have to feel that God is a king of chesed, that God is a king of good, that God is the kol yachol who wants what's good for us. V'zeu bizayon lishmo alo rak meira. If you really contemplate how good God is, how much we have, Ashreinu matov chalkeinu, how much kedusha there is in every person in Klal Yisrael. It's a bizayon to listen to Hashem rak mira, only from mira. When you contemplate these things, you're going to come to love God. When you come to love God, you'll come to repent from ahava. That's a much higher level. Va'afa gav shetzrichim gam kein liyira mimenu. So Moshe says, don't discard your Hashem so quickly. You need that also. You need a healthy sense of pachad, yira, awe, reverence of Hashem. Mikol makom tzrichim lehargish lo ke'ohev. Someone once said to me many years ago, and this isn't a statement of judgment at all. She has many challenges. She said sometimes she feels like Hashem is standing over pointing a gun at her head. This is not a statement of judgment. It's a sad statement that someone, a real person, a frumya, a wonderful person said to me. Sometimes it's hard to feel Ahavas Hashem when a person really faces extremely significant challenges in life. Moshe doesn't say it's easy. He says that's the avoda of Elul. To come to the place where we recognize Hashem loves us. What was the failing of the Dor HaMidbar? What did they say? Bisinas Hashem. Hotzi anu me'eretz Mitzrayim. Laseis usana biyad ha'emorim lahashmidenu. Devarim. Parshas Devarim. God hates us. So he took us out of Egypt to give us into the hands of the Amorim, one of the Canaan nations, to destroy us. God said, you can't go into Eretz Yisrael if that's how you feel, if that's how you think I feel. So we do need Yiras Hashem, but we need to work on having Ahavas Hashem. It's hard sometimes, maybe not for you. Sometimes it's difficult to perceive that Hashem, the Kol Yachol and Tov Amitiv, is doing good in a revealed fashion. It's sometimes hard to see that. I didn't say he doesn't do it. I said it's sometimes hard to see it in this world, olam of ne'elam. Ukusha adam nasa krov l'kodesh baruch hu. When a person comes close to God, oh my gosh, it's 8:40. I have to finish this. Az tzarich gam kein lios lo yira nami. Oh, lios lo yira. When you come close to God, you also have to have pachad. You have to have reverence. Nami also kedei shelo yasur min adarach. Having some pachad, having some fear, keeps you on the straight path. Aval hayisod tzarich lios me'ahava. But the yisod, the foundation, needs to be from love. So you do need to have Yiras Hashem. It keeps you on the proper path. If you never have pachal, if you never think, oh my gosh, the fires of Gehenna are 60 times hotter than the chametz vera, and I couldn't leave my hand in there for more than a second because it was burning up. So in summer, in the back of your mind, that keeps you on the proper path. But the foundation of your avodas Hashem should be a hava, not yira. Shezeh yachol iskayim im musafim al zeh yira. Because you could have a hava and then add, it will be held up, the hiskayim, but you could add on top of that yira. Aval im avodas ha'adam hi rak b'yisod shel yira. But if your whole foundation is just yira, yachol hayetzahar lahach t'yisod'adam. If you don't love God and you only serve God because you're afraid of punishment, now the Yetzer Hara could get in your way. Because the Yetzer Hara could come and say, V'laharos lo she'ein onash b'al b'chol pam. The Yetzer Hara is very crafty. He's going to say, don't be so afraid. You're not really going to be punished. K'mo she'asa miyad b'tchilas habriya. Like he did on the first Rosh Hashanah of creation. Im ha'nachash. The nachash went, she'hera le'isha she'ein mikubel sonash miyad. The nachash proved to Isha, you're not going to get a punishment right away. What are you so afraid of? Why do you have your onesh? There is no onesh. That's what the HR will come and say. Listen, what will happen if you eat the cheeseburger? I know that example is not relevant to anyone in this year, but still. You're not going to be struck with lightning, says the HR. Just try it. I promise you won't be struck with lightning. Get what? Guess what? The chances of you being struck with lightning while you're sitting in your home eating a cheeseburger are slim to zero. So he's right. So if you only serve God from Yira and the HR comes along and says you're not going to be struck by lightning if you eat the cheeseburger and you try one time, guess what? I can guarantee you that you're not going to be struck by lightning. So nothing happened. So if there's no yisod of ahava, I have no desire to serve God because I love him. Then the HR comes along and he says, what are you doing? You're not being punished. You know what? You're going to say, Taka, you're right. I'm really not being punished. Wow. So then you don't have a connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam that is non-severable. Only if the yisod is ahava can you add on to that yira. What does this have to do with Pirkei Avos? And why do we begin with Hillel Omer? Ve'mi tamid of Sha'aram, Ohev Sham, Ruod Sham, Ohev Esabrusim, Akarvan LeTorah. And then we went to Avos to Rabbi Nasan, and we learned it in depth. Ube Emes, Ezra of Moshe, Anu Roim, Shadarach Ahava, Mo'ila La'adam Yoser La'asos Teshuvah. The truth is, says Rav Moshe, I'm going to prove from Chazal that the path of love helps a person more, stimulates them more, arouses them more to do teshuva more than the path of fear. Ayin ba avos Rabbi Nasan. Look in avos Rabbi Nasan. Sha'aran shahaya rodev shalom haya mashpil tova al achirim mitzar ahava. Aaron pursued peace. He was able to influence people for the good because not only was he a person of shalom, he's a person of ahava. Ohev shalom. Rodev Sham. Oh, hey, Vesabrias. We learned the Avos Rabbi Nasan inside. We began the Mishnah. We read Avos Rabbi Nasan. You saw. He didn't scream at the sinner. What did he do? Sham Aleichem, Rabbi. He gave him a hug. He gave him a kiss. I'm so happy to see you. I love you. It was so nice. It's wonderful to speak to you. I wish you and your family a ksiv v'chasim atova. The next morning, the guy wakes up. It's Gimel Eli. He says, Oy Givalt. Aaron loves me so much. You have so much faith in me. How should I sin? V'rabim heishiv me'avon. How was Rabim Heishiv Me'avan? Me'ahava. Kisha yada al adam sh'asa vera hayanas el o'avo. When Aaron knew that a person sinned, he made him his best friend through love. Al yadeza amar oso adam la'atzmo. And that man said to himself, sh'im Aaron yodea shu overave lo yavo so. Oh my God, if Aaron knows that I sinned, he's not going to want to love me anymore. V'hu lo yodea sh'aaron kvar yodea mizeh. V'asa teshuva. He doesn't know that the whole thing was a real, the ploy is not the right word. It sounds like a trick. Aaron really did love people, but Aaron understood that the way to bring people back to God is through the path of love, not the path of fear. Aaron didn't say, Rabbiad, how could you smoke on Shabbos? Do you know that God's going to strike you down with lightning? Aaron didn't say, Rabbiad, how could you drive on Shabbos? Do you know that the Chami Tveri are 60 times less hot than Gehenim? He said, I love you so much. Good Shabbos. Let me shake your hand. Then the guy said, my gosh, there's so much love. How could I do an Avera? So Rav Moshe says, this is proof that the path to doing Teshuvah, we learn it from Aharon, Rabim Heishiv Me'avon, is through love. V'al inin zeh ne'mar b'malachi, al aron v'avlo nintza b'sfasav. We saw the pasuk when we did Avos Rabbi Nasan. And about this matter, it says in Malachi, about Aaron, there was no iniquity. There was no tumah, there was no defilement, there were no words that were not proper to be spoken upon his lips. Shelo hayatzarich litein musar lechaveiro. Aaron never even needed to get anyone musar. Ela hishpialav b'derech shalahava. The only thing he needed to do was love people. And he made them love Hashem. and he brought them to Teshuvah. And so this is a big Moshe ben Adam Echaveiro, which ties directly into the Mishnah which we started. How did Aaron bring people closer to Hashem? He never gave Moshe. Now, today we live in a different time, and a teacher, a rabbi, a parent certainly has a responsibility. Shema b'ni musar avicha. I could bring you that as a counterproof. But you have to know how to give the Moshe. And it should always be founded on that, and that's how we should serve Hashem. It's far better to influence a person from love than to scream at them. To chastise them through fear. Do you know what's going to happen if you don't come home in time for curfew? You're never going out with your friends again. Okay, that's not such a good one. You're not going to go for the next week with your friends. So the kid's afraid, I'm not going out for a week with his friends. So he comes home on time because the parent screamed at him. And the parent threatened him with punishment. The child doesn't want that. So he listens, but he didn't listen for the right reasons. Is this not a gewaldic way to end a year of Limud Torah this year? You want to know how to be misorah yourself, how to arouse yourself to have a havas Hashem? Yes, you have to recognize Kedushas Yisrael. You have to recognize you're important. Don't be mevatel yourself. Don't have yeush about yourself. You have to recognize everything Hashem does is for the good. He is the kol yachal. He only wants good. But you know how to be misorah yourself to love God. Al yedei chizuk. B'limud HaTorah. I thank every single one of the sponsors of 5782 for their hand in upholding the collective chizuk we all derive from this Limud HaTorah. As it's through the Limud HaTorah that a person is mechazik to love the Ribbono Shel Olam. When you learn Torah, I don't know, could you not love, do you not love Torah? You know I love Torah. It's so incredibly amazing, validating, powerful, beautiful, deep, esoteric. How could you not love Torah? The more you learn, the more you're mechazik in learning, the more you're going to love Torah. The more you love Torah, the more you have to love who? Ribbono Shel Olam, Yisrael, Oraisa, Kedisha, Bruchu, Chadhu. When you recognize the Kedusha and Klayisha, when you recognize the divinity, literally, of Torah, and you recognize it all emanates from God, it'll be a full package of Ahava. V'aderech l'yisora l'ahavas Hashem. You want to know how to really come to love God? Appreciate His Torah, and you will love Hashem. Learning Torah is life-altering. It's literally life-altering. Rabbi Zavlov says, if you learn and you're not changed, it wasn't Torah, it was Chachma. It's impossible to learn Torah authentically and not be changed. It's impossible to not realize I should be taking off my apron. This is something I could work on. It's impossible if you actually learn Torah and let it through osmosis go into who you are to not become a changed person. It doesn't mean you're never going to fail. It doesn't mean sometimes you're not going to wear the apron because you're in a rush and you forgot. I'm just using it as an example. I was just very, very moved by that person, and she's the one who made the shift between me and the sponsor tonight, actually. It doesn't mean you are never going to mess up again, because we're human beings. It's going to happen. But the more you're mechazik in Limud Torah, the more Ahavas Torah you're going to have, the more Ahavas Yisrael you're going to have, and the more Ahavas Hashem you're going to have. And that, says Rav Moshe, is the avodah of Elo. It's not just to do teshuvah. It's to find the path of teshuvah me'ahava. And who do we learn it from? Aaron Kohen. He didn't scream at the people. He didn't need to ever chastise anyone. He just needed to love them, to show them the beauty of Yahadus. There's never enough Torah learning. You can never get sick of preparing a shir, giving a shir, saying a shir. You know, I was at the Nautilus on Wednesday. And I told the story about Yaron Kamiel in the Shofar in Mumbai, which some of you have heard me say this year. And a fellow came over to me after the lecture. I think he's 96, Kanainahar. Maybe by now 97. He says to me, you told that over last year. Okay. I should be 96. I remember what I said last year. But I'm never bored of it. It's not like I'm saying it again and I'm just trying to fill the time. I literally am a chazik bite every single time I style it over, whether I said it once or five times or 10 times or 20 times. The more chizik and limud Torah you have, the more you find God in your life. The more you find God in your life, the more you love Hashem, because you love His Torah and you love Klal Yisrael. And if you sit in a lecture, says Rabbi Zavlov, and you're not changed, it wasn't Torah, it was Chachma. What a way to end the year. Hodu Hashem ki tov ki yolam chasto. Somebody's marking up the screen. Okay, I'm just going to finish. I just have a minute here. No, not really. I have a sentence. I don't know how long sentence could take me. Chaharetz. Shazeg, don't ask. Shazeg gorim shielo ahava rabba l'kosh baruch hu. Because if you learn a lot of Torah, it will cause you to have a hava rabba for Hashem. I don't know how people live without Torah in their lives. I literally don't. I'm not talking about my shir. I don't know how a person does not make time to learn something. I don't know how you stay connected. I know you don't drown in this world of insanity. I don't know how you live without God. Rabim Heshiv Me'avon. How did Aaron bring people back from sin? He never even needed to yell at anyone. They could be the biggest sinner. They were smoking on Shabbos. He said, good Shabbos, Rabbi. And the next morning, the person woke up and said, how could I smoke? Aaron loves me. That's what Hashem wants from us. He wants us to love Him. And that's how we should serve Him in Elo. And that's the tshuva of Elo. V'yesh kama anashim sh'omim kama prakam tehillim b'chol yom b'chodesh Elo. And there are certain people who say a number of prakam of tehillim every day in chodesh Elo. V'zen nami mitamze. And this is because of this reason. Kevin shem mosif ahava v'hislahavu slashem isbarach. Because the more you delve into Torah, tefillah, gemilas chasadim, the more you will just add your love and your intense flame of desire for Hashem Yisbarach. So I want to thank every single one of you. Some of you have sponsored multiple times this year. You know who you are. Some of you have sponsored once this time. You know who you are. Some of you joined this year. And together, Baruch Hashem, I think, I hope we have an incredible chabura that brings a Kiddush Hashem, Kiddush Shem Shemayim. And it's mechazek all of us in different ways. Concrete changes, spiritual changes, changes in our connection with God. And it should, Hashem should give us the kochos and the cheshek, the hislahavus, and the ahava to continue Be'ezros Hashem this learning through Tafshin Pei Gimel at B'ez Goel Tzedek. I particularly thank tonight's sponsor, the last year of the year, very, very much. It should be Azchus Refuah Shalema Bekarer for Tovia Ben Yenta Sheva and Shalama Bat Rachel. And as chus for Azivug Hagun Bakarov in the path of Aaron Hakohen for Aliza Bracha Bat Rachel Chaya, I wish you all a kesiva, v'chasima tova, ashana tova, umisuka umivirachas. Thank you so much. It's a tremendous chus. It's a tremendous chus to learn with Avi every week. Thank you, and hodu l'Hashem ki tov ki lo amchaso, and have a wonderful Shabbos. Thank you so much. I'm just going to stop.